when a computer worm called Stuxnet was detected in Iran last summer. Many called it another front in the battle for the Middle East. Some suggested that Israel had planted the worm. Since then, Stuxnet has been the object of great public debate and great study. It's thought that the worm was specifically designed to attack critical industrial infrastructure, like Iran's nuclear facilities. New research is shedding more light on Stuxnet, as the world's Clark Boyd reports.
Stuxnet's been called a game changer in the field of cybersecurity. One expert went so far as to call it a fearsome prototype of a cyber weapon that will lead to a new arms race. Eric Chien, technical director at Symantec Security Response, has been studying the worm for months.
We could tell that it was trying to potentially sabotage some industrial control system, but we weren't sure exactly what.
Turns out Stuxnet was designed to locate and reprogram programmable logic controllers. These are devices that monitor and control other industrial devices, things like motors on conveyor belts, or in this case, says Chien, something called frequency converters.
What it does is actually it changes what's called the frequency on these things called frequency converters. And basically it will speed it up and it will slow it down. And that definitely will sabotage or interfere with the targeted process.
You see, frequency converters control the speed of the motors that spin the centrifuges used to enrich uranium. And in particular, Stuxnet was designed to target converters made by a Finnish company and an Iranian company. Both kinds are used at nuclear facilities in Iran. And that's when David Albright, director of the Washington-based Institute for Science and International Security, took a closer look at what Stuxnet was designed to do.
Over a short period of time, it would take the speed up to a pretty high level, then it would drop it down to almost zero, and then it would return it to a certain speed. And so you'd have a situation where if it was driven up to that very high speed, it was high enough that the rotor simply would fall apart.
It's unclear whether that happened at any facilities in Iran. Iran's been silent on whether any damage actually occurred. But the mere fact that Stuxnet was so specifically targeted makes it clear to experts that this wasn't the work of amateurs. Tom Parker is director of the security consulting firm Securicon.
The code in Stuxnet looks nothing like that which you would see from Eastern Bloc malware. It doesn't have any of the telltale signs of anything that you would see coming out of the Asia-Pacific Rim. You're looking at an organization that's highly funded and highly capable.
Parker says odds are Stuxnet is the product of a nation-state in the West, written with some inside help from those familiar with this specific kind of equipment. And he says he hopes Stuxnet shows everyone how important it is to protect our own critical infrastructure, which brings water to our taps and electricity to our homes. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.